This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Jung.
And joining us in the studio is...
Timothy Tia.
Timothy Tia, right. We've been waiting a while to get you on the show. We're going to be picking your brains a little bit later on. But before we do that, let's just say we have a giveaway this evening. We'll be having some announcements. Listen out for those. And if you want to take part, it's 016-201-9000. We'll need your full name, your IC number, and why you deserve to win. Mm-hmm. And if you want to get in touch via Twitter, it is...
BFMTTON or BFM Radio.
We also have an Instagram page where there's some wonderful pictures on there that is also BFMTTON. Okay, Timothy. Right.
Yeah.
Nufnang. Right? Yeah. Let's talk about that. Let's talk a little bit about blogging and the whole idea of blogging in general first, right? Because this is something that really interests me. Were you ever a blogger before you started working on Nufnang?
Yes, I was actually. And that's really how I came across the opportunity of blog advertising. Mm. And it all started when I was studying in the UK.
Right.
And, you know, feeling homesick and everything. I used to read a lot of blogs back in Malaysia.
Uh-huh.
And you know, when I used to think that blogs were a really small thing. And as I dug deeper, I realized that, wow, there were actually a lot of people blogging with a very big audience, right? Mm. So, you know, I saw an opportunity for them to monetize their blogs. Yeah.
And what were you doing? What kind of blogs were you reading? I'm assuming you being Malaysian in England,
you were
looking at food blogs and one thing or another.
Food blogs, there are a lot of personal blogs, you know. Back then, I mean, blogging has evolved now. You know, back then, there were a lot of personal blogs, lifestyle blogs. But now it's evolved to a level where there are a lot of very specific category blogs. So there are a lot of fashion blogs, there are food blogs, there are travel blogs. Yeah, very good quality content now.
Right. I mean, that's something I want to touch a little bit later on in the show, is about the evolution of blogging and where it is right now. I mean, back in the day, you'd sign on with a Google account, you'd get a Blogger account, and off you'd go.
Yeah. Everyone is a blogger,
and everybody seemed to be, you know, at some point is a blogger one way or another.
Yes.
Now things are slightly different, I think. We'll talk about that in a little while, though. But the other thing is, I mean, you studied in the UK, right?
Yes, I did.
How was that, and when did you get back?
Wow, okay, I studied, if I tell you when I got back, then you'll know my age.
Hey, I'm older than you,
it's
fine.
We know your age anyway.
But I graduated in 2006, so I spent 3 years there. I studied in London, University College London. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did economics there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
And how did you find the food? Just out of, you know, just throw that out there.
Were food in London?
Shh, not you, don't you answer. I'm asking him.
Food in London is... It's really good, actually. It's awesome.
Oh, okay.
What is good?
Yeah, because there's like this huge, you know, it's a melting pot of like all sorts of people from everywhere, right? So there's all sorts of different cuisines and, you know, and I mean, if the quality at all different levels, at all different price points, is really, really good. Mm-hmm. I used to love, I mean, I had some of my good friends who were like Arab, right? So they bring me to a lot of Arab places that I wouldn't normally go on my own.
Right,
And those were the best shawarmas or the best
absolutely
kebabs and everything.
Yes.
I've ever had. Yeah. Really.
Oh, yeah. Shawarma.
I think that's the only food we eat the most when we're in the UK.
Well,
right?
The funny thing is, I mean, I've fairly recently just got back from England, and one of the first meals that I actually had was a shawarma. You know? And I'm like, I haven't had one of these in years. You know, and my dad passed it to me, which is weird enough in itself because my dad eats the plainest food ever.
Yeah.
And he's like, I thought you might like this. I'm like, you read my mind.
Well, I thought when you go back, you know, when you went back that time, you know, I thought you were going to go for fish and chips. First.
I did have fish and chips. That wasn't my first meal, though. It was delicious. Mm-hmm. Anyway, enough about food because we're getting hungry. A reminder again, giveaways, you'll hear the announcements throughout the show. 016-201-9000. We'll be talking more to Timothy when we get back. Listen out for these songs. We're back in a couple of minutes. You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And we're joined by...
Timothy Tia.
Just a quick reminder, 016-201-9000 is the number to remember if you want to take part in the competition. We're asking Timothy, well, we're talking about food, basically, weren't we? Now, I wanted to kind of talk about the evolution of blogging, if you like. We did briefly mention that you can have a Blogger account when you were younger, just a few years ago, in fact. In fact, you still can get one of those. Mm-hmm. But how do you look at it now from a business perspective? How has blogging changed?
Mm. Well, you know... Nufnang started as a blog network for us, right? And Nufnang's one of our companies under Netcentric, which is our listed entity now, listed on the Australian Stock Exchange. And we have we've evolved to be just beyond from beyond blogs to from just blogs, I'm sorry, to you know, every other social media platform out there that exists, and any other new social media platform that will come out of it, right? So if you're talking about blogging specifically, how it has really evolved is, it used to be a kind of place where people would pour their heart out and express themselves and write a lot of stuff about their day, right? But now, you know, other platforms provide you the avenue of doing that, and you can do it on Facebook, you can do it on Twitter, or anywhere else, right? Snapchat now is like the next big thing. And how blogging changed then is that a lot of people started focusing on very good quality long-term, long-form content.
Right.
And these are the kind of things that you'll see being shared on, you know, Facebook or anything, if it's good, right? And the good news is that because of social media, and because it has actually opened up a lot more distribution channels for good content, so you're seeing, like, we've seen blogs that have traffic higher than they've ever had before in the history of, from the beginning of time, right? When it comes to the activity of blogging, right, where as people sitting in front of a computer and blogging, right, the thing is that has also changed, because people spend less time in front of their desktops now and more time on their mobile phones,
right?
Whereas WordPress and all that is still very desktop bound, even though they have a few apps here and there. So we're seeing a take up of mobile blogging through apps.
Right.
We actually have an app that's really popular in Malaysia, Singapore, and a number of like popular YouTubers in the US have picked it up recently. It's called Dairy. It's also under NetCentric. So Dairy allows you to really blog on the go with your mobile phone, with ease. You know, just it's a purely mobile platform.
Right.
So yeah, that's how really blogging has evolved.
How do you define a good blog? I mean, there's a lot of people since the beginning, a lot of people has jumped into the bandwagon, you know. Yeah. Being a blogger, you know, you get to write, you get to take pictures and everything. But I feel that, you know, there are a lot of people, they claim themselves to be a blogger and the way that they blog, and it seems like there's more pictures than writing than words. And the way they write is just, you know, not at par.
And to kind of add on to that, you know, when you would say you were a blogger a few years ago, it really meant nothing. But I think here in Malaysia in particular, when you say, oh, I'm a blogger, you know, it kind of means, it tends to carry a little bit of weight with it, or rather some people want it to carry a bit of weight. Yeah. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, there are all sorts of bloggers, right? But there are only... There are a lot of bloggers in Malaysia and in Southeast Asia, but there are only a handful of really, really, really popular good bloggers, right? And what's interesting, right? What's interesting is that before, if I was a popular blogger, maybe it could be because I'm really good looking. Or, you know,
well, you are.
That's it. Or, you know, if I have a good dress sense or something. And I could be a good, you know, a lot of people follow me that way because of that, right? But now... now that has changed. You know, now we have other platforms for that. You know, you can follow people on their Facebook or on their Instagram and all that if you want to just look at their looks, right?
Right.
So I'm seeing a comeback of good content and good writing.
I agree.
Really taking place when it comes to blogging.
Yeah.
And I mean, that means instead of what you're referring to is now, you know, an article with just pictures and pictures and pictures.
Yeah.
You know, what you're seeing is that they're really good articles that go viral. A lot of them are just one picture and it's just good storytelling.
Right.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, it's interesting when we talk about how the people that would just post pictures on one thing or another on their blogs. You're right. I mean, these people have now migrated to whether it be Instagram. Or majority have moved to Instagram.
Because they don't have to write. It's just all about pictures.
I mean, we're seeing these, Insta-famous people, if you like, you know, that have upwards. I mean, even in Malaysia, we've interviewed people very recently that have 50, 60, 70,000 followers.
Correct.
And they don't do anything. Yes. You know, they are nobody in particular. They're nobody special.
Yes.
But they take a lot of pictures and they're good looking.
Sure. Yeah.
And that seems to be the way that they can push forward their platform.
Yeah.
It's I don't know. I mean, I don't know how I feel as a consumer, even though I'm subscribed to a lot of these, just looking through going, why am I following this person? It's literally because they look good.
Yeah.
You know, what does that say about us? I mean, you know.
Well, if you think about it, so I'm in the business of helping clients engage influential people,
right?
So, and you know, how do you gauge someone's influence? It's far beyond likes. It's far beyond following, right? And you know, and we've tested it. We've done testing with one set of influencers with high following, and another set of influencers with not as high following. But somehow, the ones with lower following tend to have better conversion rates.
They have better reach.
Yeah, in regards to the following, right? And why is that? It's because when you look at influential people on social media, what we find is that you need to look up behind the reason of why they're influential, right? Mm. So if you look at people who are influential in 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 100 years ago, right? They're normally influential for a few reasons. One is that they engage people through music, so people create bonds that way, right? So it's artists, Katy Perry, you know, Lady Gaga and all that. Another one is through movies, video, TV shows, and also we love like our Brad Pitts or Robert Downey Jr. The third thing.
All of these people so far you've mentioned are all good looking, by the way.
Yeah, they're all good looking. Yeah. Well, the third thing is actually, you know, by writing.
Right.
J.K. Rowling, John Grisham, you know, people build bonds with them because they love their work, right? Mm. And that in the online world is bloggers, right?
Right.
In blogging, right? So, and of course the fourth one is sports. So I mean, if you're a good sportsman, then people follow you. So it really has to fall into these four things.
I would add a fifth one to that, if I could. Would be controversial.
Yeah.
You know, people that have or say things that maybe you disagree strongly with, or agree strongly with.
Yes.
Right. I think that would be.
Opinion and all.
Very
right?
opinionated.
Yeah. Yeah. You
know? You've seen some bloggers like this. We know we've seen some bloggers like that, and they have really big reach.
Yeah.
You know, and they literally influence the way in which people think.
Yeah. Yeah, you're definitely correct in that way. And that really falls under two ways, right? So I could either say it through video, which still, again, falls under that, or writing. So it's either one of these ways, you see, because, you know, you got to be able to engage people in one of these manner.
Mm.
And when it comes to, you know, and if you just someone that you follow because I think you're good looking and I want to follow you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't necessarily build that kind of bond with that person.
Right.
Because you're not really influenced with that person's work.
Mm, mm.
If you get what I mean.
I do. Right? Totally get what you mean. Okay.
Totally.
Great chat. We have to move on to news from page two, though. I'm going to pick his brains after he's left, actually. Anyway, right, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for this.
Extra, extra, beat all the fire.
What's all the shouting?
Okay, so tonight I'm going to be talking about most wanted playing cards. Alright, so this story is in China. So the police in southern China, they have handed 15,000 decks of cards to people that, you know, have plastered and they've plastered photos of local fugitives. So people who know if you're, what do you call it?
Criminals.
Yes, criminals, you know, will be their photos will be behind the cards, the playing cards, okay?
This is what the US Army did in Iraq.
Yeah, so, and because they're hoping, you know, public would actually help to actually catch the criminals.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just thinking, you know, we're just doing a job in it.
Well, interesting, because one, gambling is technically illegal in China, and yet the police are giving out playing cards.
Well, you don't
that
have,
I find
you
interesting.
Don't have to gamble.
Oh, come on. It's like me giving you durian and say, don't eat that.
So apparently, like, you know, five different decks have been printed and with photos along with the suspect's national ID, address, and then why they are wanted by the police.
This sounds like the things that we ask people to send in when they want to win the competition. It's like the name, their IC.
And just right behind is the hotline number.
And the hotline number.
There's a reward as well. Right. 2,000 yuan.
Have they had anybody come forward yet?
No, they didn't mention. But I mean, I think it's a great idea to actually look for people who are missing.
Mm.
I think it's a great idea to I mean, that's when you advertise. Instead of advertising at a toll booth or like, you know, lamppost or, you know,
milk bottles.
Yeah, you know, playing cards might help.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Oh, never seen that before, but I would love to have a deck, a playing cards deck. But
you could have your employees
like
on
that.
It. You know?
Yeah.
Have you seen this person? Yeah. Been on MC for 5 days. Where are they? Yeah. You know, reward for their return.
Yeah. You know, Richard, remember we talked about this criminal? We had this guy had a mugshot.
Yeah.
And then he refused. He declined a mugshot.
Yes, it was so funny. He was a guy who had been arrested for driving under the influence, right?
Yeah.
And so the police had taken him in, and they'd taken a photograph of him. And then he was supposed to turn up for court a few days later and didn't turn up for court. He contacted the police and said, look, the mugshot that you have put up of me on your website...
It's ugly.
...is ugly, so I'm going to send you a new one.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just thinking for this playing cards, you know, probably those criminals, you know, maybe, you know, get good mugshot, perhaps?
I'm sure. Yeah. Right, folks, we need to take a short break. We'll be back after these messages. You are listening to BFM 89.9, The Business Station. BFM 89.9 at The Business Station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
It's Timothy Tia.
He's very quiet, you know.
It's shy.
Successful young man. Sat all the way back there, really like, yeah, I'm Timothy. Yeah. I'd be shouting it from the rafters. Hey, I'm Timothy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know who I am?
You know who I am. Anyway, folks, of course, we have a giveaway. 016-201-9000. That's the number to remember if you want to take part. Give us your full name, your IC, and why you should win. Another ding. Come on, please. Right. You had your story about playing cards.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my story about knitting.
What about?
Knitting. So, okay. So, I mean, and this is quite relevant at the minute as well, because as you know, I've left home a long while ago. My brother has recently left home at the young age of 35, something like that. And I'm sure that my parents are already missing him. You know, he's off on his world travels or whatever. Now, some mother has found a way of helping her cope with the fact that her son has left home.
Okay.
So what she has done is she has knitted a life-size version of her son, right?
Are you hinting this to your mom?
No.
I'm pretty much sure your mom is listening.
So what it is like her son has reached adolescence and he's stopped wanting to cuddle, right? You know, so she's decided to knit a life-size version of him. She's the designer for a knitting club, of course, right? And so she wrote on the Bored Panda website that she was inspired to create this knitted doppelganger when her son began to become independent. You know, we used to cuddle all the time, but these days are becoming a little bit scarcer. So she's like, when I want to cuddle my son, I just pick up the knitted full life-size version and give that a cuddle.
Isn't it heavy?
Well, here's the thing. It's only life-size if somebody's wearing it. It's like a suit.
Okay.
So somebody has to be inside this suit for her day. Which I think is like doubly weird, because it's like, well, if the son doesn't want to cuddle, yet you're making him wear this thing that makes it look like him. He's still there anyway, so I'm like, it's very confusing, right? And if you put somebody else in that...
It doesn't feel the same.
Right,
it doesn't feel the same. Maybe you would put her husband in.
So, so the replica is a wearable suit rather than a fully stuffed doll. So, you know, anyway, there you go. I just thought it was a bit odd.
It is super odd. I mean, like, why would you want to do that?
Right.
Just tell your son to come home more often.
Just give me a cuddle every now and again. You know, just a cuddle.
But how, if you're not at home, look at you. You're here in Malaysia and your mom is back in the UK.
Correct.
How is she going to cuddle you?
I do it by proxy. I call my dad and I'm like, go cuddle mum. You know, and he's like, okay. So off he goes. Okay, Timothy, you got a story for us, right?
Yeah, so this is something I just stumbled upon just this afternoon, really.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how Donald Trump's been going around and insulting a lot of people and a lot of things.
Donald Trump, that's not like him at all.
Yeah. So, you know, I read this Time article where you know, they actually created... Well, okay, wait. In every creation, there is a problem, right? Or a potential need, right? So the problem here, or the potential need here, is that, you know, in case we've all been seeing Donald Trump insult everyone and we're feeling a little bit left out that he hasn't insulted us yet.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yet.
So, you know, on the Time website, there's a Donald Trump insult generator where you can put your name in.
No.
And they would come up with whatever Donald Trump would say to you.
Right, hold on.
Say about you.
Let's see if we can Google this. Yeah. You keep talking, I'll keep Googling.
Well, what is it called?
It's called the Donald Trump insult generator.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's gonna be so cool.
What would you say?
What would you?
Well, I mean, I've only tried it once. Uh-huh. And I put my name in and it just said, Timothy, you are really, really dumb.
All right, so I've just put my name in. It says, losers such as Rich use me for publicity for themselves. They are strictly third rate. Adeline, we're going to have one for you. Hold on. It says, Rich has got a lot of problems. Oh, my word. I hear that Sleepy Eyes Rich will be fired like a dog. I can't imagine what's taking him so long.
What about mine?
What
try
the
mine.
Heck?
So you got to put your name in.
Yeah.
Just put your name in.
You have to keep talking because I've got to keep refreshing this connection.
Okay, so it's just Adeline or Adeline Chung?
I'll just put Adeline in because that will make much
more
sense.
But there's a lot of Adeline.
But it's just a random generator there. It's not personal. Although it could be.
I mean, it would be cool. I mean,
Adeline graduated last in their class. She's a dummy. I like this. One more time. Uncomfortable looking Adeline calls me to ask for favors and then mockingly smiles.
What?
Why would you call Donald Trump? Huh? What have you been doing?
Well, I think it's based on things that he has actually really said about other people and just slotting your name
in. Yeah, and just randomly pick like, okay, whatever name.
Good one though. Like that. Right. It's almost time for us to move on to Smarty Pants. You know what this is, right?
Okay.
This.
Smarty Pants.
Okay, Timothy. Mm-hmm. You have 3 minutes to answer as many general knowledge questions as you can.
Okay.
If you don't know the answer, say skip and we move right along.
Sure.
Right? The trick is not to stick on questions you don't know. If you don't know the answer straight away, move straight on.
Okay, sure.
All right. So your time starts now. According to the very recent Oscar nominations, which film garnered more nominations than the other one? Star Wars, The Force Awakens, or The Revenant?
The Revenant.
Bowl of fruit, violin, and bottle are all works from which painter? Vincent van Gogh or Pablo Picasso?
Skip.
What exactly is a Stilton? A plane or a type of cheese?
Skip.
Which popular recording artist did Charles Hardin Holly play as in the mid-50s? Hank Williams or Buddy Holly?
Skip. Wow, I think Donald Trump might be right about that one.
He might be. Who wrote...
I am pretty dumb.
Who wrote the 1975 horror book? Salem's Lot, Nathaniel Hawthorne or Stephen King?
Stephen King.
Panama disease affects which food crop? Bananas or papayas?
Bananas.
The Philippines were named after which King Philip of Spain? The second or the fourth?
Wow, the fourth?
It's the other one. In which popular BBC show would you find Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman in? Doctor Who or Sherlock?
Sherlock.
What is the name of Bill and Hillary Clinton's daughter? Maggie or Chelsea?
Chelsea.
In food, what exactly are albondigas? Waffles or meatballs?
Meatballs.
Using online communication slang, what does the abbreviation ROFL mean?
Roll on the floor laughing.
How many moons does the planet Mars have? Two or four?
Four. Four.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
In Oliver Twist, what did Oliver want more of? Money or food?
Food.
How old were David Bowie and Alan Rickman when they tragically passed away recently? 65?
65.
69!
69.
Which vegetable became the first canned vegetable ever? Artichokes or peas?
Peas.
Complete this famous phrase. Float like a butterfly, sting like a...
bee.
The World Series represents what type of sport? Hockey.
Baseball.
Oh, well done. Which branch of the British military did James Bond serve in? The Royal Air Force or the Royal Navy?
The Royal Navy.
Which state in Malaysia was Jimmy Choo born in?
Penang.
Which famous grunge band was Dave Grohl a drummer for? Pearl Jam or Nirvana?
Skip.
Oh my word, really? Wow. Which actor played the president in the 1997 movie Air Force One? Jeremy Irons or Harrison Ford? Oh, well done. Which online bookstore was originally named Kadabra? Kinokuniya or Amazon?
Amazon.
In medicine, a rhinologist operates on which part of the body? The skull?
Nose.
Well done. 2016 is the year of the snake. True or false?
False.
What is the capital of Belgium? Ghent or Brussels?
Brussels.
What is essential in making meringues? Cream or egg whites?
Egg whites.
Oh, who created Star Trek? Gene Roddenberry or Charles Lexil? What is the boiling point of water?
100 degrees.
What are babies called if they're born on February the 29th? Leaplings or skippers?
Leaplings.
Final question. What does the group Paper Plane Pursuit do? Give speeches or perform music?
I know this one. Perform music.
Well done. All right, we're going to take a very short break. We'll be back after these messages with Timothy. Please don't go anywhere, folks. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And I'm Timothy Tia.
So, I know, right? He was saying that Donald Trump might be right. He felt, yeah. You know...
I think it's wrong.
These
I think Donald
insults.
Trump is wrong.
Of course we do. Mm. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, 016-201-9000. That's the number to remember if you want to take part in the giveaway. Do include your full name, your IC, and why you should win. Mm-hmm. So, just before the break, we had a whole bunch of dings, right? Mm-hmm. Which is a good sign. There were less of the ants. So that's a good sign.
Okay.
So how well do you think you did?
Well enough to not be dumb, but but definitely not Stephen Hawking kind
right.
of.
Okay. You
all right,
did
so let's
okay.
go through
some of the ones you got wrong. Yeah.
So the first one: bowl of fruit, violin, and bottle are all works from which painter? Is Pablo Picasso. Which popular recording artist did Charles Hardin Holly play as in the mid-50s? Is Buddy Holly. The Philippines were named after which King Philip of Spain? It's the second. How old were David Bowie and Alan Rickman when they tragically passed away at 69?
Are we done?
No, one more. Which famous grunge band was Dave Grohl a drummer for? Is Nirvana.
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 It's Nirvana. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Timothy Dias scored 23 points.
Well done.
Is that out of 100 or?
It's out of 30.
30.
Okay.
30.
It's out of 30. Not too bad.
Yeah.
You're towards the top of the table. I mean, the bottom of the table is 1, right?
Okay.
So the top is 26, right?
Yeah.
So pretty good.
Still 26.
I know, right? It's still that. We need somebody to crack that 26 nut. It needs to be gone. Done.
Okay.
Finished. Right. Okay, Timothy, we're going to get you back in a while.
Yeah.
Not today. And you're going to beat 23.
Okay.
All right, that's a deal. Okay.
I'll just need an answer sheet.
You just We could do that. We could do that. Folks, it's almost time for us to wrap up, though. Don't forget, we will be back from tomorrow. Same time, same place, from Deepest Darkest Band at Atama. Before we do that, we have...
Facts of the day.
Who wants to go first, Adeline?
Me.
How many do you have? How many do you have?
Oh, I have one only tonight.
Only one?
Only one.
Well, that makes a change.
I've been squirted by you so many times.
Come on, like, give me a fact.
The top six foods that make your fart are beans, corn, bell peppers, cauliflower, cabbage, and milk.
Milk?
Yes.
Interesting.
You drink a lot of milk.
I do.
You should know.
What are you trying to say? I smell like roses. My word, you cheeky young person. Okay, so a new word in English is created every 98 minutes. That's my fact of the day.
Oh. So what's the newest word?
I don't know. I'm not sat there like waiting for them to come in. Anyway, ladies and gents, that's it. It has been. Timothy, thank you.
It's been a pleasure
to meet you. All
thank
right.
You.
We've got to go, but we will be back. You've been listening to BFM 89.9. The Business Station. Good night, folks.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.